We continue our learning. The Mishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishem Nechem Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Makos Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Hazorek Evan L'Rushus Harabim V'Harag Hare Zeh Golev. Mishnah says the person throws a rock into a public area, a lot of people there, and it kills someone, such a person goes to Golos. Now, the Gemara says that's actually not true, there are many people there, that such a person should not be considered shogeg, such a person should be considered karov l'mezid. Rather, what we speak about is the following. It's true he's throwing a rock into Rosh Hasharabim, but it's an area of an ashpa, of a trash heap, and it's a place where people come to relieve themselves at night. This, but usually not during the daytime, but once in a while, occasionally you have people who come to relieve themselves there in that private area at the trash heap during the daytime as well. And this person threw a rock there during the daytime. Happened to be someone was there, sitting there, and it ended up hitting the person and killing them. So such a person goes to Golos. This is, since some people come during the day, you wouldn't call this Ones, but it's also not Karov L'mezid, because it wasn't thrown there at night when people typically are there. So therefore, he's a complete Shogeg Gomor, and he goes to Golos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Im Mishek Yatsa Saha Evin Miyado Hotzi Halaz, Esro Shovi Kibla Hare Zeh Pater. This is a general halacha regarding going to Golos, regarding murder, where Rabbi Eliezer says like this: if a person throws a rock and then a person puts his head, the potential victim puts his head out of the window, and now the rock hits him in the head and it kills him, then the person is going to be pater. Why is that so? Because the pasuk says in Devarim Yotes, Umatsa Esreihu. Who goes to Golos? Where Umatsa, the person or the object that murdered him, it finds the person and the person dies. Prat, this excludes, the Gemara says, Lemamtsias Atzmo, where a person makes himself found, literally. So that what that means is that if you have the rock is going, the person is where they are, and the rock hits the person, hits them b'shogeg, so you have to go to Golos. But if you threw the rock and the person's head was not there on its way, after it left your hand, it would not have hit him. And then he's Mamtsias Atzmo, he makes himself found. He finds the rock instead of the rock finding him. So then you're going to be pater from Golos. Then the Mishnah says, Zarak es ha'evin l'chatzeru v'harag. Person throws a rock into his own courtyard, but end up killing a person who was there. Im yesh rishus la'nizak likanei sham. If the owner of the chatzer gave permission for this person to enter, then golem. Then the balabais who threw the rock has to go to Golos. He should have been cautious. He invited someone to come in, so potentially he could have been there, and therefore he's a shogei gomer, he goes to Golos. In love, but if that nizak, that victim, had no rishus to enter into the chatzer, the balabais should not have anticipated that someone was there. Eino golah, he does not go to golus. He's close to ones. Shenamar va'asher yavo esreu vayar. What do we learn from this pasuk? In fact, we quote a pasuk. Not only would we consider this potentially ones, but there's a pasuk that tells us that such a person will be pater from golos, because it says asher yavo va'asher yavo esreo vayar. A person comes with his friend into the forest lachtov etzim. Remember, we quoted that pasuk previous shiurim to chop wood. But what does it mean? They come into the yar. Maha yar rishus lanizak v'lamazi l'kones l'sham. Just like when it comes to a forest. That's a place where both the Nizak and the Mazak have the right to enter there. So if it's a yar, it's an area that both people potentially could be there, so then you should have been more careful. So then you're going to Golos. But you're going to go to Golos. But if there's no reshus for that Nizak to enter there, it's not like a yar, it's not like a forest, not a public area. It's your chatzer, and you didn't give it permission to do so. So the person who kills there is not going to be Chai of Golos. Yotza chatzar balabais. This excludes the courtyard of balabais. She'en rishus la'nizak likonesham. The nizak has no right to kill him there, and therefore the balabais kills him b'shogeg. He had no rishus to be there. He's pater migolus, and as we said, one could argue that this is also would be considered onus as well. Abba Shol Omer. Abba Shol learned something else from this pasuk. It says v'asher yavo esrei bayar lachtov etzim. We're going to focus on lachtov etzim, to chop wood. Ma chatavas etzim rishus. Just like when it comes to chopping wood, that's something that's voluntary. You know, in general, what are you busy doing in this ya'ar? What are you busy doing in this forest? You're chopping wood. Why? Because it's a rishus. You need wood for your house. So in that circumstance, you end up killing someone with through the chopping wood, whether it's the wood that hits the person or the blade that hits the person, as we mentioned in the past. So you're going to be chayiv galus. This excludes a person from the halacha of galus who ha'av hamakes beno, a father who is disciplining his son, v'harava rodes talmido, or Rebbe who's disciplining his talmid, u'shliach beis din, or the shliach beis din, the agent of the beis din, either is giving 39 malchus to someone who's a chayiv malchus, or maybe it's a shliach beis din who ends up giving more than a person was assessed to be given. You get 39, and if not, you get 36, and if not, you give 33. He ended up giving the person more than he deserved, ended up killing the person. In all of these cases, a father hit the son, the Rebbe hit the Talmud, and a shliach beis din. According to the Rambam, it means a shliach beis din, an agent of the beis din, who hit the litigant who was summoned to court and refused to come. So these are all examples of mitzvah, and therefore, if these people killed b'shogeg, they're patur migalus, because, as Abashol explained, how does the pasuk describe the case of galus, where two people are in the forest, and one ends up killing the other when he's busy chopping wood. So chopping wood is a rishus, but that implies that had you been busy doing a mitzvah, in this case disciplining, at least maybe in those days that was the proper way to discipline, therefore you're going to be patur if you end up killing that person. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, Ha'av Gola Al Yedei Habein, V'Ha'abein Gola Al Yedei Ha'av. If a father killed his son B'Shogeg, assuming it was not for chinuch, for discipline purposes, so he's Chayiv Galus, and a son who kills the father is also, if he kills him B'Shogeg, he's Chayiv Galus. Ha'kol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Galus if they end up killing a Yisrael, a Jew. That includes a Kusi, an Eved Kanani, are also Chayiv Galus, although they themselves are not Jewish. They will be Chayiv Galus for killing a Jew, B'shogeg. B'Yisrael Golan Al Yedeyan. And the same thing is true. If a Jew ends up killing an Eved Kanani or a Kusi, B'shogeg, the Yisrael, the Jew, is Chayiv Galus. Chutz me'al Yedei Ger Toshav. Except through a Ger Toshav. We have to explain this different ways to understand what the Mishnah is saying. Let's first understand what a Ger Toshav is. Ger Toshav is someone, is a non-Jew, who accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and therefore we give him permission to live in Eretz Israel. So he's what we call he's a Ger Ochel Nevelos. He's able to be non-kosher. He's not a complete convert, but he's a Ger Toshav, accepts the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Such a person, a Ger Toshav, the Mishnah is coming to it just like this. If Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav B'shogeg, the Yisrael does not go to Galus. Where do we learn this from? The Pasuk says, V'asher Yavo Es Re'ehu. So this is a Pasuk we quoted before. Who's Re'ehu? Re'ehu is a fellow Jew. This excludes a Ger Toshav, who's not Re'ehu. And therefore, the Jew will not go to Galus if he ends up killing a Ger Toshav. However, most of the Farshim, their Gersa is not Chutz Me'al Yedei Ger Toshav, where the Jew killed the Ger Toshav, but rather Chutz Mi Ger Toshav. That's the Gersa in the Mishnah of the Gemara as well, which means if the Ger Toshav is the one who killed the Yisrael B'shogeg, he does not go to Galus. So what happens to him? He actually is killed, because the Pasuk says in the Parshas Masei, V'hayu Lachem He'orim L'miklot. What do you mean, V'hayu Lachem He'orim L'miklot? The Orim Miklot are for you. We learn Lachem V'lo L'gerim. This excludes the Ger Toshav, not a Ger Emes, who's a Jew, but excludes the Ger Toshav. Why would he be killed then? He's excluded from Galus, I understand, based on the Pasuk. Why should he be killed? Because a Ben Noach doesn't need Hasra, doesn't need a warning. As Haraso, he has Haraso. The fact that the Torah says you're not permitted to do so, that itself is his warning. He doesn't need a warning. So that's why the Ger Toshav can be killed for killing a Jew, even B'shogeg. But a Yisrael who kills the Ger Toshav B'shogeg, so he does go to Galus. And some say even a Yisrael who kills the Ger Toshav B'shogeg does not go to Galus, but certainly he's not going to be killed. Then the Mishnah says, V'ger Toshav eino gola ela ali de ger Toshav. If a ger Toshav kills another ger Toshav, B'shogeg, he does go to Galus. As the Pasuk says, V'la ger v'la Toshav b'socham tihiena sheish he'orim ha'ilil miklot. So that Pasuk in the context, in Bamidbar and Pashas Masei, in the context of Ir Miklot, does mention ger ula Toshav, and that means where the Ger Toshev kills the Ger Toshev, he will go to Golos. Only where he kills a Jew does he not go to Golos, where we say he's going to be Neherak. Hasuma, a person who's blind who killed Meshogeg, ain't a Gola, he does not go to Golos. Why? The Pasuk, in the context of in Parshas Maaseh, says, O Bechol Even Asher Yomuzba below Reos. If you have a stone that ends up killing someone, Meshogeg, below Reos without seeing. So what does that show you? That implies that in this case, he didn't see that there was a potential victim there. But in regular cases, he would be able to see. This excludes a Suma who can't see at any time. And the Rambam explains the Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Vav that he's also a Karov Laones and therefore is excluded. This is all Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Suma does not go to Golos based on that Pasuk. Rabbi Meir Omer Gola. Rabbi Meir says no, a Suma who kills Meshogeg does go to Golos. What about the Pasuk below Raos? Well, the Pasuk also says, Asher Yakeh Esreu Bivli Das, not knowingly. So that's also a Suma. So I have a below Raos, which excludes the Suma, Bivli Das, which excludes the Suma, and we have a principle, a Miat Achar Miat, Ein Miat, where you have an exclusionary phrase followed by another exclusionary phrase, that actually comes to include Ein Miat Achar Miat El Larabos, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, against Rabbi Yehuda, a Suma who killed Meshogeg will go to Golos. Hasone, a person who ends up killing someone, but this is a Sone. He hates the person that he killed. What's a Sone? We learned in Sanhedrin in the third Perek, so someone who hasn't spoken to someone for 3 days because of animosity, because he hates him, so that's considered a Sone. So a Sone, someone who kills someone, and this is the person who he killed is someone that he doesn't like, so he will not go to Golos for that. The Ari Miklash do not absorb such a person. This is, we have a Chazaka that is Karav Lemezin. And if the Goel Hadam finds him wherever he finds him and kills him, that Goel Hadam will be Pater. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hudomer, Hasone Nerag. Not is it just that he doesn't go to Golos, and if the Goel Hadam finds him and kills him, the Goel Hadam is Pater. But the Sone is going to be killed by Beis Din. He's like a Muad. We borrow that phrase, that term from Bava Kamma. He's like Musra. He's as if he's already warned and violates the Hasra. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says, you don't need Hasra. The whole purpose of Hasra, of warning, is to be what we say, Mavchin bin Shogeg Lebesid. Why do we give a person warning? To ensure that what you're doing is indeed Mazid and you're not just Shogeg. But a person, when the case of a Sone, so according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, I know very well he's not a Shogeg. And therefore he can be killed by his day, by Beis Din. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Sone, go, Levi Yesh Sone, Yeshena go. So you have a compromise opinion. Tanakhama says that Sone doesn't go to Golos at all. He's Karav L'Mezid, but he's not killed by Beis Din. Rabbi Yosef Rehu says he's killed by Beis Din. Mishim says a Sone will sometimes go to Golos and sometimes not. Zehaklal, Kol Shu Yachol Omar, Ladas Harag Eino Gola. If we can say pretty much for certain that he did it with Kavana, he does not go to Golos, because Ari Miklat are not going to absorb such a person. Mishalola das harag. But if you know that he didn't kill B'Kavana, although this person may have been a Sone, nonetheless, Hareza, but we realize that it was not with intent, Hareza Gola, will go to Golos. Halach is that every Sone who kills B'Shkaga, he does not go to Ari Miklat, but he's also not killed by Beis Din.